Don't chew so fast, boy.
Oh, sorry, Auntie. I've a lot to tell you, and you said I can't talk when I'm meeting.
Don't worry about that. You seem to have something on your mind.
It's Uncle Mata. I've been helping him with a couple of stampings.
Well done, boy. How was it?
Well, the first one, we were clearing Helen's spirit from Edith's place. And
how is Edith?
That's why I'm here. She's in hospital, Auntie.
Oh, my. Is it serious?
Could be. I had to bring her medicine from Claiborne.
I better go and see her.
Anyway, the clearing at Edith's went choice. But then we had to do the station, and Uncle Mata ended up running out.
He did what?
When I went to see him, he was drunk, Auntie, in the middle of the afternoon.
Oh, no.
He said he had failed. He had to face the fact that he couldn't help Helen.
Oh, where? Doesn't sound good.
I think he's going bonkers.
Don't you ever say that.
Sorry, Auntie, but I'm...
Enough! You don't understand. Has he been making peace?
Yeah. Even with me.
Pai, I want you to keep an eye on him.
You want me to spy on him?
No, I want you to look after him.
Oh, like a bodyguard.
Aye, and tell me if he needs me.
Whoa, look at you, Mata. Out on the town with the tanny far, huh?
You don't have to shout.
Who's shouting?
Coffee, Thompson?
Not after I've had the real thing. Tea, please.
Coming right up.
Well, that's right. You went to Clive's last night. How did it go?
Ah, he makes the best latte.
I mean, what did you find out?
A few things. Helen received a research grant from the U.S. State Department.
So maybe you're right about that military stuff.
It gets better. There's a complete surveillance system up at the station, audio and video.
Sure, you mean I was on telly?
Yeah, they got a nice shot of your butt running out the door. Oh, and Clive says the security system is changing its own access code every few seconds.
Really? Well, so how did we get in?
Ask Clive.
You find out for me and then translate.
Why, can't you understand him?
That fella uses too many big words.
Tea for Thompson.
Karen, Thompson told me about what happened at Clive's.
I'm still not buying that mind control deal.
Oh, there you are, Mata. Where's Mike?
You really should learn how to say hello.
Hello, where's Mike?
I guess he's still in Kawakawa.
Jeez. What have you heard from Kessler's, Thompson?
Nothing yet. You'll be the first to know.
Look, if you see Mike, send him my way. Goodbye.
I thought Mike was looking after Edith's shop.
Edith's in hospital in Kawakawa. Mike took her medicine to her.
What happened?
I don't know. I'm waiting for Mike to get back.
So who's minding the store?
Her friend Sadie is supposed to.
Hey, maybe I should just wander down there and see what's up.
Good morning.
Morning. How can I help you?
Well, I'm just wondering how Edith is.
Who wants to know?
I'm Thompson. I'm staying at the hotel. I've met Edith a few times.
You're that yank, aren't you?
Guilty.
A sin.
Sorry?
So you didn't come to buy anything?
Well, not this time.
So the real reason you're here is to see if Edith is really sick. Or maybe you're hoping she's dead. Because you certainly can't tell me you care about her. Oh, Edith's told me all about you. How you and that Karen accused her of lying and making a phone call that she didn't make because she was talking to me at the time. And now she's had one of her diabetic episodes, you're all concerned. Well, you can march straight back to the hotel and tell Karen that Edith is fine and dandy. Will there be anything else? No? Well then, on your bike!
Aye, aye, aye.
Claiborne was made with the help of your broadcasting fee, so you can hear more of New Zealand on air.